Everyone's an important piece of the puzzle and has a role to play. When you're on God's team, no one sits on the bench. On God's team, there is no bench. Yay! Welcome! I am so excited to be with you today. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And what we've learned over these last couple of years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country. And I want to do a huge shout out to the three ladies that do something every single day to help to put together this show. And I am so thankful, and I know you are as well. It's amazing when I travel and I go places, how many people come up and talk about the prophetic report, but they talk about these three ladies and realize how significant their job is. And so I am so thankful for Denise Brewer, Terry Strange, and my sister Tammy Wagner for helping to put this show together. This is going to be a great show. I am so excited. I can't wait to share everything that the Lord is doing. I also want to do a shout out to Mike Lindell. Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. If it wasn't for Mike Lindell, there's no way that this show would be possible. He has MyPillow.com, but he also has MyStore.com. And Father's Day is coming up. So exciting. It's right around the corner. We also have Memorial Day is coming up as well. They have big sales. But when you go to mystore.com, it's a bunch of patriots, a bunch of entrepreneurs that love our country, and it's a way that we can support them. When you use the promo code FLYOVER, you get a huge discount from all of these different stores. I know the slippers are still there. I have my slippers on. They're having a huge sale. They're $25 right now when you use promo code FLYOVER. $25 for the slippers. I absolutely love the slippers. I also love that American Glory wooden flag. That is awesome. When you use promo code FLYOVER, you save $75 on that. So thank you to all the patriots that helped to put together that store. We want to support them as well. So thank you for supporting mystore.com. When you do that, you're supporting these patriots, you're supporting Mike Lindell, you're supporting us, and you're getting a big fat discount. Well, this was a big weekend. First of all, I don't know if you guys could tell, but I got a brand new shofar in. So this was actually from when we were in Israel. We found this in Jerusalem, and we bought it when we were there, and they sent it to us, and it's called Lion of Judah, and it has this beautiful painting on it, and it's massive. I don't know if you can tell, but it comes to past my waist when I'm standing, so we'll get to blow this today. I'm really excited about that. So I got that in this week, and then we also made a trip. Avery, myself, and my sister and the head intercessor, Michelle, we all headed to Mississippi. And these are the Stovalls. These are flyover family members that were meeting us in Philadelphia, Mississippi, at the Choctaw Nation. We were on the reservation there, and the Bullocks were there as well. So you can see my sister and I blowing our shofars. You can also see Michelle right there. So that's my sister, Tammy Wagner, on the far side there with the shofar. Michelle is in the middle. Those are our two head intercessors. And then myself, and right behind us is the stage where the Bullocks were at. That was an incredible event. I was also honored by the Choctaw Nation. They actually made me a keychain and gave it to me when we were there. And I was truly honored with this keychain and very exciting. There were some prophetic things that they spoke over me when I got off the stage. Sonia and my friend Connie were speaking over me that they saw that the Lord was doing with this keychain. So thank you so much. I got to meet Sonia when we were there. I met Ruth Ann. I met Connie. It was just a really great weekend. And then we headed to Warrior, Alabama the next morning, and we went to Church International. It was about 4 hours away. We talked the whole time there, the whole time back. Avery was in the backseat laughing at us, talking about prophetic words, what God is doing. It was such a great time. We absolutely loved it. We had such a great time in the service. We danced. We worshiped. There's a worship band there. Even received a prophetic word over the flyover family from Robin Bullock. It was an amazing time. And I was matching Krista. That was so much fun. We actually looked up. We both had on black jumpers, tennis shoes, and jean jackets. So we're not even close to the same age. So, but she was matching me in clothes, but definitely not my twin in real life. But it was really a great weekend. We had so much fun. We felt so filled up, so rejuvenated, and ready for what the Lord is doing next. And this is a really big week. There's four things we always say on the show. The first thing is, this is the best time to be alive, that we were born for such a time as this. You're not an accident. You're here for a reason, that you are a piece of a puzzle that God is putting together, and each piece is very significant. We all have to bring our piece of the puzzle. Second thing is that Trump will be back, that that there's been prophetic words since 2007 that he would have two terms. And so many prophetic words about that, and we are believing for that in the name of Jesus. Third thing is that there is a billion soul harvest. There's going to be talk about revival and glory coming. You're going to hear about that today. But a billion people are going to come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And it's not about a pastor standing in front of a church. It's about you and I going out, sharing the good news, sharing the love of Jesus, laying hands on the sick, watching them be healed in the name of Jesus. Absolutely amazing, and we're alive for it. And then finally, a transference of wealth from the wicked to the righteous. And I'm just praying, Lord, let me be a vessel that this money flows through. And it's interesting, because when we were at Church International on Sunday, Pastor Robin brought up, when we were at Mount Carmel, when we were all in Israel together, there was prophetic acts and prayer and worship that we did there. And Pastor Robin actually saw that the transference of wealth started at that time. And so there's been a lot that has come against them after that. So I'm like, ooh, the devil didn't like that. He didn't like that that was prophetically spoken, and it's happening. So just wait. So let's be vessels that this money flows through. Imagine what we're going to do with this money when we are partnering with God, the creator of the universe, that when he looks up, there's nothing above him. Imagine what we're going to do with those finances. His income is flowing to us and through us. And then finally, I wanted to talk about a really cool show this week. And so if when you go to theflyoverapp.com, make sure you have our app, the Flyover Conservatives app. We did a show that came out last night with Bo Pulney. It was really, really powerful. There were a bunch of prophetic words and timeline that he was talking about. We actually have Pentecost coming up this Sunday, which is May the 28th. So happy Pentecost. But he was bringing out and talking about a lot of different things about Pentecost and what happened. And then he texted me this morning. He said, Babel fell on Pentecost as well. And so that's a show you're not going to want to miss. So again, go to theflyoverapp.com. Make sure you have that. And then you can watch USA The End. He's talking about really cool things that are coming this summer and what God is doing. So that was a really great show. So what are the prophets saying? Okay, I'm really excited about this. I love Tim Sheets. Tim is someone that's, he's the pastor of Oasis Church, and he's actually recognized as an apostle, but he does get a lot of prophetic words from the Lord. And this past Sunday, which was May the 21st, 2023, he released a prophetic word that he actually received back in the fall. Check this out.
Last fall, 2020, I began to sense something shifting in the kingdom. I was just have your spirit man's feelers are out there. Something's going on. I could feel it. There's atmosphere change. There's something up. And of course, I began to pray into this, what's going on, because this was a feeling that was occupying me. It was staying. And as I prayed into that, I heard Holy Spirit say these words to me. He said, no longer prophesy, it's coming. Don't do that. No longer prophesy, it's coming. Prophesy, it's here. I need the mindset of the remnant to change and be alive with now faith. I need the remnant's mind to change and begin to operate in now faith. And I heard him say very clearly, not one day, not someday, today, today, now, now, now. Declare now to the vision. Declare now to it. And also, I begin to hear other apostles and prophets. This is the fall of last year now. I begin to hear the apostles and prophets saying this. And they said things like, well, it's now starting. It's just beginning, but it's starting. It's in infancy. I feel it's in infancy, but it's beginning, it's starting. And I heard two that I highly highly respect. I heard two of them say, fall of last year, when this was happening to me, I heard two of them say, they believe the third great awakening has begun. And I'm sure others said it, I just didn't hear them. Now I want to remind you of something, of a prophetic word that informs us for our times. As I said as I begin, we must hear what Holy Spirit is saying to the church. Why? So we know what to do. So we don't just stumble around. So we know how to pray. So we know how to decree our faith. So we can participate with our own ministries. So we embrace new things in new times. Hardest thing for the church in the past has been to embrace new things in new times. They want the old things and leave them alone. So we embrace new things in new times, and so our hope is not deferred. Because if you don't understand vision, your hope's deferred. It'll get there every time. Well, nothing's ever going to happen. Last October, 9/16/22, Holy Spirit began to stir me prophetically. And he gave me a prophetic word. As this prophetic word came forth, some of you were here and heard it. But hear what Holy Spirit is saying. Holy Spirit says, now begins. Now begins. Couldn't have been more explicit. Now begins the merger. That word took me back to the middle of the night years before. Now begins the merger of Christ's spiritual kingdom in the earth realm with the kingdom of heaven in the spirit realm in ways and in levels never seen before. Power and kingdom authority will be seen on the earth as has never been seen before. Heaven and earth networked together. Networked together. Now begins. The merger will now rapidly accelerate as the ministry of Jesus manifests throughout the earth. As the ministry of Jesus. The streams, the movements, the outpourings, the callings are merging together. The networks are networking. For the heirs of my glorious ecclesia will move into a new season of outpourings, plural, under the canopy of the massive outpouring of heaven I will lead in the earth realm. The outpourings are not seasonal outpourings. They are in a season of outpourings that will continue in a building of power, productivity, and functioning authority. A wave of momentum will begin its push through the King's kingdom, energizing a new identity to reach a harvest in fullness. Massive change will be seen, and the King will be glorified. For glory presence will fill prepared territories, regions, and nations. And I somehow knew that the prepared territories, regions, and nations were those places where the ecclesia was functioning there. The glory presence will fill prepared territories, regions, and nations with surge after surge of the king's manifest presence. The enemies of my kingdom will become disoriented, says the Lord, and fight each other, resulting in freedoms decreed by the ecclesia, assisted by my angels. For I will surely release my mighty angels to labor with you. Yes, a merger now begins of the king's spiritual kingdom in the earth realm with the kingdom of heaven and its mighty ones. My ecclesia will now run with the angels. Glory surges will now begin to roll through the nations. They will roll through my ecclesias, and you will see the increased strikes of Holy Spirit and angel armies. Yes, sudden, powerful strikes are coming to enemies of my kingdom, says the Lord. You will now see the rollout of a series of sudden strikes planned to overpower demon thrones. Suddenlies, you are entering the era of suddenlies. The Lord says, align yourself with mighty authorities from the heavenly realms, my principalities, my powers, my dominions, my princes, merging together with you. My princes have arrayed for battle. My dominions have arrayed for battle. My mighty ones have arrayed for battle. They have received their positional assignments in the earth realm. And we received some of those angels in their possessional assignment. Remember back then what happened? A seraphim was given to us here every service. I'm telling you, pay attention to what Holy Spirit's saying. We got to listen. They have received their positional assignments in the earth realm, for it is time for the strikes of my kingdom armies. I will set my messengers on fire with my message, says the Lord. I have cleansed the lips of my prophets, my apostles, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Hear that. I have cleansed the lips of my prophets, apostles, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and I will cause the fire on my ecclesia altars to blaze. Blazing, purging fires of holy cleansing will rise as my angels co-labor with remnant warriors. The Lord of hosts declares, hosts, Lord of hosts, angel armies. The Lord of angel armies, Lord Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts declares, let the breakthrough events begin. Let the plans of awakening be unlocked. Let the reformation accelerate. Let the harvest plans be implemented. Let doors of victory open. Ecclesia, receive new keys for new times. Decree the keys with commanding voice. Gateways of promise, open. No, says the Lord. No, says the Lord, the days of planning are accomplished. The days of inheritance have come. And the glorious church I promised will rise. No, I am sending fire and power as I promised. Fresh fire, heaven's fire. My remnant warriors will burn with my message. They will burn with my passion. They will burn with my presence. They shall be Holy Ghost possessed reformers. I will answer the weak forms of godliness with those who will not deny my power. Rather, they will release my power in my name. Demonstrations of my mightiness will confirm their witness, and creative miracles will be seen and reported in the earth. For it is time for the greatest campaign of my kingdom since Pentecost in my first church. Indeed, I am breathing forth a new Pentecost. You will inhale the essence of my kingdom, the sweetness of fresh anointings, and reveal a confident power to overcome. Run into the days of great awakening and run into days of reformation that are open before you. It is time to run into that era. It's no longer someday. It's now. It's time to run into the new era open before us. What a day is opened. What a day has been planned. What possibilities are now open to every one of us. We must move. We must now move more and more towards the releasing of all past movements, streams, and anointings, along with the new outpourings of anointings, wave after wave of outpourings. And we must move more into the releasing of all five ministry offices in our ecclesia hub here. We must move into the releasing of all of them. Now, I don't know how all of that's going to get done, but I do know it's time, and I'm supremely confident Holy Spirit knows how. And in agreement with Holy Spirit, I declare now to this. Now. 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 Activate now. Accelerate now. Rapidly. Manifest here, now. We will move into this. The fivefold ministry networks will flow through this ecclesia. Gateways of promise open. Fire of God, fall on this altar. Now. Suddenly surge. Reformation. Accelerate. Change history. It's time. Networks. Network. Networks. Network here. Full ministry of Jesus be seen here and in all ecclesia hubs. Full ministry. Full ministry of Jesus be seen here and in all ecclesia hubs. Full ministry. Full ministry. We want the full ministry of Jesus to be revealed to the world. That's what this era is about. It has been planned well. And now Holy Spirit says, move now. You are now moving into the third great awakening. It changes history.
Woo! Hallelujah! Okay, so a few things I wanted to highlight. He said, the Father said through Tim, I need the mindset of the remnant to change and be alive with now. Not one day, not someday, but today. Declare now to the vision. And there at the end, he said, it is time for my biggest campaign since Pentecost. Yes, Lord. And we are coming upon Pentecost this weekend, May the 28th. Sunday is Pentecost. Expect great things. He said, I declare now, now, now. Accelerate now. Holy Spirit says, move now. You're now moving into the third great awakening. So you may be listening to this thinking, well, he received that in the fall. Well, he was delivering it again now. this past weekend. And so there's something significant about it. Well, this is huge because I heard this. And then this morning, when I looked at my email, my sister sent me Lana Vosser had on Elijah List, an email that came out on May the 24th. And it's called, if you go to thepropheticreport.com, it's called A Declaration from the Lord, You Will Recover All. So this is a dream that Lana had. Recently, I had a dream and I heard the Lord say, You will recover all. As he spoke these words, I could feel the creative power of his word already bringing forth that which he had spoken. I knew when he spoke this, it was not a word for a far off time, but he was making a declaration of what is coming to pass and springing forth now. And that's even in italics. It was in italics when I received that. I so strongly sensed in the dream that as his voice was going forth, it was activating recovery. And I knew recovery was coming from every direction. There will be no direction left untouched. Remember this, okay? Because we're going to come back to this, but there's going to be nothing that's not going to be touched by what the Lord is doing. Expect recompense, recovery, and restoration. When I awoke from the dream, I could feel the Lord's heart for his people, that now is the time to look up at him and not at what has been lost. I could feel his heart encouraging his people to not fix their eyes upon the losses, but to keep their eyes fixed upon the Lord with the expectation that he will restore and recover all. The Lord has been speaking so much in the last few years about recompense, recovery, and restoration. And in this dream, when his decree went forth, I knew that we had now entered the time of the greatest divine recovery and that it would be above and beyond what had ever been seen before. It is time for a sevenfold restoration from Proverbs 6:31. Double for the trouble you have endured. Isaiah 61:7, and a total divine recovery, 1 Samuel 30:18. It is time for a tidal wave of his blessing, his provision, and his restoration. A tidal wave of healing revival. I also heard the Lord speaking over bodies, recover. I saw many who had been struggling with issues in their bodies for long periods of time. Now receive this for yourself. If you've had any kind of ailment for a long period of time, she is saying that the Lord said, recover. But the Lord was now declaring a divine recovery over them. The cycle of sickness will be broken. Divine healing and total recovery in Jesus' name. As the Lord spoke the word recover, I saw a tidal wave of healing revival crashing in all over the world. We had moved into an era in the earth where we will see the greatest healing revival we have ever experienced. Now is the time for your recovery. I heard the heartbeat of the Lord. It's time for you to recover. This declaration was a one of wholeness. We are going to see a recovery in accelerated ways. Now, where the healing of bodies, minds, hearts, and souls will be on a level we've never experienced before. There will be major deliverances, major healings, and total wholeness that was purchased for us at Calvary by our precious and beautiful Lord Jesus. I saw that recently many people have been assaulted with fear and foreboding thoughts of what might happen to their health down the track. I saw the enemy standing before them, dangling names of diseases, attempting to lure people into fear by saying, this could happen to you. This is going to happen to you. I could feel the weight in the atmosphere of his lies. I could feel him attempting to lure people into putting their faith into fear rather than in the Lord. I saw that many people were overwhelmed by areas of brokenness, pain, and trauma, seeing the fruit of these things in their lives and feeling like wholeness and healing would never come. Then I heard the Lord speak over all these areas. The enemy has come hard at you again in these areas because now is the time for your recovery. Expect swift deliverance. Expect swift healing. Expect supernatural divine recovery because it is happening and manifesting now. Focus not on the losses. Focus not on what ifs and what has beens. Instead, lift your eyes to the hills. For where does your help come from? It comes from the maker of heaven and earth. See Psalm 121. And he is bringing forth divine recovery, wholeness, and healing on a level that we have never seen before. We just need to lean into him. Recovering ministries. I heard the Lord say, I am recovering ministries. And I knew that there was a deep birth taking back right now, which will change what many ministries have looked like. There are new areas, new avenues, and new arms of ministry that he is birthing right now. He is leading many into new lands of ministry that they've never imagined walking in. He is leading many into new areas of influence for his kingdom that they've never expected to enter. He is changing the focus of some ministries from ministering heavily in certain areas to ministering in completely different areas. I could see the increase that he was bringing all around. Many ministries are going to see major fruitfulness and harvest. Also, where some have laid down their ministry, walked away from their ministry, or where the enemy has come in and plundered their ministry, I saw a mighty move of his spirit recovering and bringing divine comeback to these places as well as to their lives, restoring, rebuilding, and repositioning them. We are in a time of the greatest divine recovery we have ever seen. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but now, that's highlighted, but now the Lord is bringing forth a complete divine recovery in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay, so Julie Green was given a word on May the 15th, 2023. She delivered it on May the 22nd, 2023, and it's called, There is Coming an End to Hayden Biden. Now, this is significant because you're going to hear three times about Biden, once from her, once from Barry Wunsch, and once from Robin Bullock. Check this out.
There's coming an end to Hayden Biden. The one that hides from the spotlight every chance he gets. The one who tried to steal a nation. The one who has faked an entire presidency and an administration. Not only has he faked all of these things, but also regarding the person that he truly is. He is not who he says he is. The ones who are hiding him, the ones who are controlling him, will also be revealed to the world. The ones who've been controlling the puppet strings are about to have them completely cut off. A great reveal is coming. A day where people will know all that has taken place in this nation. Every person who played a part in stealing a country from its citizens. Because they didn't like what this country stood for. Yes, a great reveal is coming that will heal a nation. A great reveal that will restore a nation. A great reveal of all who lied to you and stole from you, hijacked a nation, who manipulated a nation, who killed for control of a nation. This nation of the United States, I say again, a great unifying will take place to bring this country to a place it has been called to be. So get ready for proof. Get ready for evidence that is coming that will no longer be ignored to save that person that has been hiding in a basement, away from the people to hide a great lie. To hide who he really is and all that is wrong with him. Bigger problems with Biden will be revealed. A nation is about to find out who is behind a mask that they try so hard to hide. A person who has been pretending to be more than just a person. Lord, what does all of this mean? It means great eruptions will take place that will show everything that they have done to steal your nation from you. The great lengths they had taken to stay in control. Things are about to take place that have never taken place like this before to save a nation. Because things that they had tried to do to kill a nation, to steal a nation, to hijack a nation, has never gone this far before by man or mankind. No, this has been like nothing before to this degree. But remember, I am the same God, and I am in the way of your enemies getting what they want. So hold on and stand your ground. No matter what happens next, I am here. I am not going anywhere. And yes, I am bringing you great victories, saith the Lord. Something significant is about to take place in Shanghai, and it will be in your news big time. Major news stories are about to break, and a significant whistleblower will come forward, to tear down the narrative of the three-letter agencies and all they are doing to protect the one who hides in his basement and from the people of this nation. The one who stumbles on stage and gets confused on where he is. Yes, the ones who are hiding the one behind a mask that stole a nation. These three-letter agencies will not be able to hide or bury what is coming out to completely destroy a lie in every narrative holding this nation hostage. Again, I say a well-known bridge will be in your news for a surprising reason. Westminster, this name will be back in your news for a shocking reason. A senator is about to take a major fall most people didn't see coming. Major news stories are about to break regarding Gavin Newsom that people didn't see coming. Great things are in store for my children in the United States and in my land of Israel. Great breakthroughs, great victories, and great celebrations are coming because the great I am is about to show up in a way never seen before. So get your dancing shoes on, you would say, because it's about that time to shout for great victories because they are coming, saith the Lord, your Redeemer.
Love it. Get your dancing shoes on. Victory is on the horizon. So exciting. Okay, a couple of things I wanted to highlight was this great reveal will heal and restore this nation. So we heard that from Lana. So that was a big one. The restore was a big part of the prophetic word from Lana. Get ready for proof and evidence. We're going to hear more about that. Bigger problems with Biden will be revealed. We're going to hear more about that as well. Great things are in store for the United States and Israel. God is speaking right now. There is a huge fast that's going on. There's at least a million people that are fasting and praying for Israel. Mike Bickle set it up, and then Sid Roth joined in that as well. So at least a million have registered and have been praying and fasting from May the 7th to May the 28th. And so we are expecting huge things for Israel. In fact, you're going to hear more about that from Robin Bullock. This is from 11th hour on May the 23rd, 2023. Check this out.
Right now, I'm to give these prophetic utterances. The Lord woke me up talking to me about it. And I had to start writing this morning, kind of in the dark. And I am, he said, to call for the former and the latter rain in Israel. So today, I call for the former and latter rain in the land of Israel. I call for the former and the latter rain to come, spiritually, physically, however it needs to come. I call for it now to come in obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask you now, Lord, to make Israel's IDF, make them so many more than they are. Make them so many more than they are. Increase them, Lord, more than they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard these words, 4 days and nights, I will set angels on Israel's borders to protect and guide. 4 days and nights. This morning I began to hear the sound, and I heard the sound of tanks in Israel. There were tanks. I knew there were tanks, and they were on borders, the borders of Israel. And then I heard this to tell Israel, betrayal from friends. There is betrayal from your friends. And then I saw a fuel depot, and I see it, and I hear their sounds. Whoever needs to hear that in Israel, remember that. Fuel depots. I hear the sound. I saw them. I could hear the trucks and the tanks. Guard those depots. Whatever it is, this is what I heard. Whatever that means. The Lord is very specific about what I can say, what I can't. It's coming, Israel. Someone is shifting their focus to them. Someone is shifting their focus to Israel. I heard again, fuel depots. And then I heard this, enough of that, this farce in the Ukraine. Enough already. Zelensky running everywhere like he's doing something. All of you have enough on their conscience now. There's going to be a major uncover. It's about to happen with all of it. If you do not want to be caught with it, distance yourself from it. If you set your sights on Israel, you are in serious hot water, literally. Think again. Three leaders consult to set things aright. They're major world leaders. Plans have altered, and they're pushing for this. Those pushing for this will stop. A major change soon in American leadership. The world is watching, says the Lord. I am watching, says the Lord. Putin is still a battle axe. Netanyahu, a prophet and king. Trump, a trumpet. These leadership roles have not changed yet. The Chinese, I see unrest within. What is this I hear about Australia? The land down under. The land come over. I heard it this way, the land down under, the land come over. A new leader, why? Corruption. Going wherever the wind blows, all at the sacrifice of the people. Concerning England, have you ever seen a lion take down a bull? Have you ever seen a lion take a bull down? This is a spiritual thing. The time is approaching for Clinton, Benghazi, Beirut, harvest of harvest again and again. Then I heard this, Gates, I have told you what to do. Quit playing with prophecy and follow God. Which every way the wind blows is the way you go. When the wind stops, what then? Decision. I heard Germany and France. Do you think that you can do whatever you want and I won't notice or care, says the Lord? I have noticed and I have seen your plans in private. What is this strange China-Germany connection? Why are you not afraid, says God? Because you think that you are God. Then I heard this. Israel, the greatest danger you face right now is coming from the north, from the university. Take notice quickly. For certain will threaten your sovereignty. Netanyahu, my lion and my David, put on your prophetic ears and listen to this. for the from the north it will come. I heard rail tunnel, CERN, Caesarea Philippi, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. The Sea of Galilee, a prize? Yes. The Church of the Holy Sepulcher, watch. I heard rocket targeting systems off severely. The intervention of the Lord is the intervention with a prophetic word. Now, these are the things I heard today, and they have been said, and they have been told. Now, wherever that falls, then let it fall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, wait till you hear how these things all come together with a prophetic word that Barry Wunsch, it was actually a prophetic encounter that Barry Wunsch had. If you go to thepropheticreport.com, you'll find it there. He was given this word on May the 19th. He was on Elijah's Dreams, where he actually delivered the word on May the 23rd, and then he put it out on his Facebook this morning. So it's called America, 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 A New Day is Dawning. I was taken in the spirit to Washington, D.C. As I was approaching the city from the air at a very high altitude, I saw a mighty wind blowing. There was debris flying all over the place. It blew so hard, people could hardly walk or stand up in it. If they wanted to move, it was on their knees. I was taken to the White House, and it was on a lockdown. It had been abandoned at this point of the storm. As I walked through the hallways and offices, things were in shambles. The Biden administration had left, and had left fast, and were on the run. There were drawers open, had been rummaged through to take what they had to, trying not to leave any evidence behind. Desks and file cabinets with documents strewn about. It looked like a midnight move. The storm was upon them, and they had no choice now but to run for their lives. Things were closing in on them. Computers were gone. Servers were gone. Wires and cables just cut so they could pull hardware and equipment out that held secrets that they were trying to hide and make go away. I watched as special ops arrived on the site. These guys were the best. Fearless, bold, and courageous. They had every gate and entry covered, trucks and vans everywhere. They moved with surgical precision and knew exactly what they were looking for and what they had to do. I was then taken in the spirit into a room of highly trained computer engineers. They were special ops of another kind. They had gone in beforehand and had acquired all the data that the enemy was trying to hide. They were going through it to ensure they had it all, confident they had it, and they did. Not only did they have the data from the corrupt Biden regime, but they had each and every transaction that had been made with nefarious intentions and other international leaders and organizations. It was all there. All the evidence was in hand. I was then taken in the spirit above the nation and watched a shock wave go through the land. It ripped out through the ground, and as a rock thrown in the water causes ripples, this is what I watched. The ground itself moved as water does when ripples are set out. There was nothing that was not affected by what was happening in this moment. Those who had built on the rock of the Lord were not shaken or damaged by these waves, but those who had not had considerable damage. It was as though these hours where it was easy to see who was there to lead and care for the people and nation and who was there looking for self-preservation and selfish interests. I saw men and women who had rejected the Father pulling over on the side of the road, getting on their knees in repentance. Praise the Lord. I saw strangers holding hands on the city streets, praying and crying together, coming to God. I saw many doctors and nurses packing up personal belongings and leaving hospitals and care units. The conviction of what they did or didn't do was now a torment to them. The shaking had exposed the truth that they had denied time and time again. Now there was no more denying it. The lost and the hurting were banging on the doors of churches, looking for a place of safety and security and a place at the altar. I saw buses of medical teams, doctors and nurses coming to these hospitals and facilities to care and tend to those who needed it. They were followed by remnant believers who came into comfort and pray for those who were hurting and needed it. I was taken into the spirit and saw school boards dissolving. They had met their match and were done. Investigators on site gathering evidence of abuse and pedophilia. There was not going to be a way to get away with the harm done to these innocent ones. I had a glimpse of what they had been doing, and I could not look upon it for more than a second. I wanted to vomit. Parents gathering outside administration buildings in rage, looking for justice and answers as to what they had done. Things had shifted, and they were now in a position to get things back in order. I was taken again in the spirit and was shown military police going into government buildings, city halls, municipalities, courts, and police stations. They were arresting officials and judging, charging them, bringing them to justice. They had taken bribes and under the table deals by cabal globalist leaders to go along with WEF agendas. They were now going to pay for crimes against humanity. The call was out for a new breed of governance. Those ones were being vetted and prepared to step in and build a new system. I saw communication dishes taken off foundations, no longer able to broadcast. MSM networks shaken to the core. Left with the embarrassment and shame for all to see how they had paid puppets to echo what they had been told. I saw files in the office of CIA, instructions and narratives that they had been given to share as news and truth when it in fact was nothing but lies, deception and manipulation. I saw the fire of God being released upon new networks, uncompromising in real truth with men and women who could not be bought and controlled. This was a great day. I saw stadiums being given to the church, not to build their own kingdoms and bank accounts, but to gather, pray, and worship and bring people into the kingdom. The fire of God burning so hot that the flesh of man was in a position of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. No one wanted to touch this move for fear of being taken out, as in the days of the Ark of the Covenant was moved on a cart. Crowds lined up for hours to get in these gatherings. Holy Spirit was pouring it out upon his people. The glory came and the Lord himself would minister to the masses. I mean, this is just as big as Pentecost, right? A campaign as big as Pentecost. I was then taken in the spirit to a desert. It was Area 51. And no, I did not see any aliens. This actually seemed like a place for securing other things, not UFOs. Fenced, gated cameras over every square inch. Nothing coming or going from here. There were very large buildings and warehouses. I was not given access to all of them, but the one I was taken into had rows of tall racking and storage and staging working research areas. There was agricultural technology that advanced growing that produced the most nutritious fruits and vegetables. They were so large. I had never seen anything like it on a farm. There were devices of various sizes that pulled power and energy out of the air. It was able to capture and use energy seemingly out of nowhere. The applications were endless. Those on site were preparing to release these new advanced technologies to the world, and it would save many lives. The timing for release was in conjunction with the cabal no longer being able to control and suppress it. God was releasing it for the benefit of his people. These warehouses were full of these kinds of life-changing things. This was the tip of the iceberg. Then the Lord spoke to me, America, America, America. The day of your deliverance is upon you. A new day is dawning. Things have gone too far, and there's no turning back from here. The storm that was promised is now upon this land. As the wind of my spirit blows through the nation, things will once again be set into order. My order. The days of the cabal are coming to an end. The corrupt actions shall be held to account. Joe has tried to sell you out. He has had his hand in the pockets of the CCP. He will be tried and convicted, caught red-handed. The back door in the Ukraine's has been shut. That's interesting because Robin Bullock talked about Ukraine. They will turn and burn him with no regard, and the truth will stand. They played him like a violin. The Masons are on their last legs, for there is no other God above me. Hear me today. Let me be clear. I am purging out every evil and demonic affiliate from places of power and control in this land, and I will stop at nothing until it is done, for I finish what I start. For there's no greater love that I have than for my precious little lambs. I am setting up houses of refuge here and now. I am raising up and releasing spiritual mothers and fathers in this nation at this time. Many have been hidden away. Many I have pulled out of the institutionalized church. I have repositioned you for the harvest that is coming in. I am returning my people to the ancient paths that I have long established. Yes, you will once again meet house to house, breaking bread, and yes, you will gather as I lead you into stadiums. As you seek me and remain in me in humility, surrender, and obedience, I will provide you with every resource that you need. It is my greatest desire for this nation to turn back to me. I am waiting with open, loving arms. Holy is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. I mean, is that exciting to see how they all come together, from Tim Sheets to Lana to Julie Green to Robin Bullock to Barry Wunsch? Look how God puts all of these pieces together. So where do we go from here? What do we do now? We have to pray. Pray in the Spirit. If God's called you to fast, you're fasting for Pentecost, then fast. You know, continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. This is a time of celebrating. Remember, they said, get on your dancing shoes. This is a time of celebrating and victory. We're going to see things of biblical proportion, things we only read about, we get to experience right now during our lifetime. And then finally, declaring and decreeing what we do want from the Lord. Now, if you get your shofar, we'll blow our shofars together. They use this in the Bible in a time of war. The one I really want to refer to is when they went around the walls of Jericho. They blew their shofars, they yelled, and the walls came tumbling down. And I believe that when we blow our shofars together, that the angels are shredding the platform of the enemy. They're coming down, and we're going to see victory in the name of Jesus. So we'll count of three, we'll blow our shofars, we'll yell and believe those walls are coming down. One, two, three. Woo! Go host, make toast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I bless you. I bless you to realize you were born for such a time as this. I bless you to realize your future is brighter than your past. And I bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you back here next week. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacy Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.